Hello, this is Rachel.
My screen is white in my bedroom tonight, not a person to be seen. A kingdom of laughter and noodles, and it looks like Daniel's the king. Their laughter is howling like my burning laugh inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Cause that laughing shut the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let their talk rage on. Their thoughts never bothered me anyway.
It's time for The Rum and Noodle, episode 171.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
We're happy to have you joining us. Just let it go. Let it go.
Well, we would be happy if we knew, but I can't see anybody. All I see is a microphone.
Knew what? What they're letting
anybody
go?
Anybody join us. Well, except for the live chat room.
That rope you're holding for the person climbing up the cliff? Let it go.
Will you stop?
Let it go.
I still haven't seen that movie. I don't know what's a spoiler and what's just a dumb joke.
That gas from that bean soup? Let it go.
Oh my gosh. Okay. If that's a spoiler, I don't even want to see the movie.
No, that's not the spoiler for that movie. That's a spoiler for some other movie.
It's a spoiler probably for the mood of the room.
We are happy to have you joining us.
Yes,
if
we
mention any kind of links, pictures, videos, anything like that, check out the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/171. Big thanks to Rachel for sending that in. I thought that's got to be our fake sponsor. In place of our fake sponsor.
I was going to say, I don't think it was a sponsor. It was just music to our ears.
Yeah, whoa, literally.
Literally.
Or literally, as the British say.
Literal. Not just the British. Little Italy? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, Little Italy. So they run around saying things literally. Speaking of running around. Recent funny stuff to share with you. Jenny says funny things every now and then.
No.
I mean, quite often, actually. And this time I had to write this thing down.
Was it in her sleep?
No. This
okay,
was
wow.
While she was conscious. And
well, that's a switch. No, just kidding.
I recently caught a cold. I don't know from whom I caught it.
See, I quit chasing those things a long time ago. I got really good at catching them, and I figured out I don't like them so much.
But I did some research, and I know a little bit more about colds now than
so
I did
before.
So
now when I see a cold, I let it go. I don't know. I'm just trying to make Frozen jokes when I've never seen the movie.
Well, so what I do when I catch a cold is I shut down certain diet things and just try to eat healthy stuff. I eat bread.
By diet things, you mean like sugar?
Yeah.
And
sodas.
Yeah.
Cookies that's that have good marshmallow cream on top of them, like these cookies that are in front of us right now. I think that's marshmallow cream.
I don't know what else it would be, so I hope that's correct.
And I'll also eat, of course, chicken noodle soup. It's what everybody knows you should eat when you're sick, when you're
it
not
is
feeling well, when you have a presidential decision to make chicken noodle soup for the soul, for the body, for the mouth, for the sickness, for whatever ails you, my friend, chicken noodle soup. So I was cooking some of this, and it was a different kind of chicken noodle soup than we were normally used to.
It was sopa de pollo.
Yeah, exactly. Soap of pollo.
Yes.
And we also have a dog, in case you didn't remember. And our dog occasionally has problems keeping her bladder from letting it go.
Indeed.
So while I'm cooking the chicken noodle soup one day, this last weekend, Jenny just out of the blue said, "I smell pee." Or Cheerios. They kind of always smelled the same to me. Okay.
Wow.
The logical question after that is, wait, pee and Cheerios smell the same to you? Who peed on your Cheerios?
No, that's not a logical question.
It was logical to someone out there.
No.
Someone was thinking that.
Although, that's not an entirely foreign... Oh, gosh, that was not the lead-in. I was going to say that was not an entirely foreign concept to me. What I mean is Jenny's original quote was not an entirely foreign idea to me because I used to, when I was young, sometimes put apple juice on Cheerios instead of milk. I would say I think I liked it somewhat, but overall, I think it has a bit of a pee sensation.
You know, I tried the same thing, the apple, not the peeing.
And by the way, congratulations for bringing the podcast to this topic so early on.
Well, no, leaving the pee behind. Let that go. I also did, when I was a kid, I put apple juice in the wheat grains, not the frosted. What are those things? Frosted mini wheats.
Oh,
but like these were like
the wheat grains. Man, you had an organic childhood.
These were the not frosted ones because I heard this guy that I can't remember his name. He's the guy that created barley green. I keep wanting to say Dr. Jack Kevorkian, but I know that's not him.
He creates other things or yeah. Something.
And this guy, though, was this health nut, and he was talking
about Soylent Green.
Yes. Ooh. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's meta.
Yeah.
Which is somehow tied to barley green.
Right.
Whoa.
Some of you weren't so far off.
But this guy was...
Barley green is people.
This guy was a health nut. And there was a seminar that my parents took me to. And it made me interested in being healthy. So I asked, well, what about cereals? Because I was thinking milk and sugary cereals. And he suggested, well, try like apple juice and some kind of nutritious cereal. So I tried it for a little bit and... didn't really like it. I kind of liked it, but kind of didn't. Just like you were saying with apple juice and Cheerios.
Yes. Yes.
Or if you really want to be grossed out, get a handful of pennies and smell them.
No. I've done that. Well, yes.
What does it smell like to you?
Blood.
Blood?
Well, the way I imagine large quantities of blood would smell, because I've never smelled a large quantity of blood before, of course, because having never committed a murder or anything like that.
I think certain metals, not copper, though. I never thought copper smelled like blood. But what it smelled like to me was vomit.
Oh, no, I think it just, I don't know. All right, find some pennies. Let's smell our money. So dirty.
Put your money where your nose is.
Yes. No, it does. But I sound like such a murderer. I hear blood smells like something.
It's really hard copper. To get off the carpet.
This is one of those concepts that it's like a memory that is so fragile because it's so old and infrequently accessed in my head that once I speak it, it shatters. And I'm like, wait. Was that a real memory? I don't even know. Was that even accurate? I don't know what I just said.
Is this real life?
Is this real life? Yeah.
So that's my random noodle update.
Cool. My random noodle update is a little bit of a... Is it a shameless plug to plug someone else's podcast that you like that happens to be on your network?
It is quite shameless because there is no shame in it.
I was going to say, or is it a shameful? No, it's not a shameful plug. Okay, so Beyond the To-Do List, which is a podcast that is part of the Noodle Mix Network, is one of my favorite podcasts. And it's hosted by Eric Fisher. His most
previous guest on the Ramen Noodle a couple times.
Yeah, that should happen again. His most recent guest was, probably still is, but not currently, is a guest. He's still Merlin Man, but he's not currently a guest. He's just the most recent guest.
Episode, what, 59?
I'm playing with my grammar. Yes, 59. Episode 59. Not very far in, there was a particular thing that Merlin said, and I thought you'd all enjoy hearing it.
There's no way there will ever be a bison in my silverware drawer, and I find that comforting.
So do I, Merlin. So do I. It kind of made sense in context. Actually, made a lot of sense in context, but I love the way he put that. But it made me think, what other things do we know are never going to happen? Like, we will never find a bison in any of our silverware drawers. What other things?
Thank God for that.
Absolutely. So what other things are we thankful for? What do we find comforting that will never happen?
I am thankful every morning and when I wake up to not find my dog inside my mouth.
Yes. Especially a complete dog.
Yes.
She might stick a paw in there.
So. Actually, if it was an incomplete dog, that would be even more disturbing.
Yeah. I know that I will never find a UFO in my backyard. Now, there could be some former UFO in my backyard, but at least it wouldn't be flying, so it would just be a UO if it were in my backyard, not a UFO, because a UFO is quite a bit scarier. Mm-hmm. Do I find that comforting? I will never, ever find lava inside my refrigerator, because by the time lava could get inside my refrigerator, I'd already be dead from the volcanic explosion.
Unless your refrigerator was on the outside wall. And, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, this wouldn't quite work.
And the volcano just snuck up to the house and kind of melted through the wall and into the refrigerator.
That's how volcanoes do it. They just sneak up and go, boom.
I'm finding that as I try to come up with things that will never happen under any circumstances, I'm realizing there are a lot more possibilities for scary things to happen than I realized.
Every time I eat Cheerios, I'm thankful that no one has peed on them.
And yet, unlike a bison in the silverware drawer, it is physically possible. So you can't absolutely 100% rule it out.
Every time I have cornflakes, I'm grateful that I already got rid of my scab collection.
I find comforting that the entire population of the United States will never be in my house at the same time.
But we could be in the entire population's houses at the same time if everybody were to listen to us. Oh, yeah. It's
true. That would be some massive popularity
on our
part. If
you got two people to listen to the podcast, and you got those two people to get two people each, and they get two people, and after some kind of mathematical amount of time passes, then we'd have the entire population of the United States listening to us, sticking us in their ears, as John Wilkerson, recent guest of Podcasters Roundtable and from WiredHomeschool.com, says.
Whoa. I will never find a person inside my ear, and I find that comforting.
Well, there is the ear troll.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about him. I don't consider him a person. What's the ear troll?
I will never blow my nose and discover a chicken pops out.
That's true. Not a whole chicken.
Maybe a pico de pollo.
No, don't. Pollo de pico. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No.
Yeah. So.
Pollo. Yeah, not polo.
I'd like to know what impossible things you find comforting. You know what I mean.
I don't have to face a Jabberwocky today.
True.
I find that comforting.
Depending on your depth.
I like to think of 12 comforting things before breakfast every morning.
Do you? Is that a habit of a highly successful Daniel?
That is a habit of not being Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. You go ahead and not be Alice in Wonderland. Are you Alice anywhere else?
So anyway, you were asking our listeners to
yes,
do something.
I was. I'm asking our wonderful listeners, who I will never find in my ears, literally, to send us some comforting impossibilities.
Yeah.
Maybe even tweet them at us. I wonder if Merlin Mann would understand what we were doing if our listeners also tweeted at him. what do they find comforting?
Yeah, just
listen to that episode so you get the whole context, and then tweet him some things.
And in your tweet, include the link to cleancomedypodcast.com/171. I have something here to share.
It's not a bison, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is with, which button do I press?
Not the red one.
Let's do this.
You push the red button.
Noodles in the news. Fun. Whoops, that just totally cut off.
Well, that's because you pushed the red button and you blew it up.
I did. Also recently happened the Super Bowl. And
that did happen. It was not that funny.
But some of the commercials, a couple of the commercials were funny. Here were kind of my thoughts on them. There was this one commercial that was the Maserati commercial.
There was one that advertised something. It was hilarious.
And the way this commercial started, I just thought, are they really doing that? It made it seem like little black kids are the enemies of the United States of America. And it ends up being a Maserati, actually.
Hashtag offensive. Yeah. Hashtag. Never mind. I'm not going to give you people any hashtags. He didn't mean anything. But
Squarespace.
Why did it look that way to you? I don't think I remember this commercial.
Because I think it was narrated by almost all little black kids. And they were saying things like, we will rise. We will take over. We will dominate. It's all this stuff that makes it sound like they're about to start a revolution. And all I remember is seeing just little black kids. And I'm trying not to be sounding racist. I am not racist. Some of my closest friends aren't racist. But
whoa. What did you just say?
I said some of my closest friends aren't racist.
Oh, I thought you said are. I'm not racist. Some of my closest friends are racist. I know what that is, and I'm not that.
But this commercial seemed racist in the way that they were doing this.
And they're starting to pick up on the hashtag that I almost spoke and didn't speak in the chat room, so this could be interesting. He's not racist, folks.
I'm not. Radio Shack ad I thought was brilliant. It was for all those kids of the 80s. Because
and this one featured metallic chrome kids.
That are going to take over the world.
Yes. But they were robots, so it was different.
When we were watching the commercials, or when we were watching the Super Bowl, I went to the Super Bowl party for three reasons. One, the food. Two, in order of importance. One, the commercials. Two, the food. Three, the friends that were there.
You're like, what was it? Oh, yeah, friends. I don't.
I wasn't there at all for the football. I don't care about the football game. I don't care about sports.
None of those friends were racist, by the way.
Even one of them was of a different
state. Oh, my gosh. You don't.
State.
We're not racist. We even have friends from Ohio.
Yes.
We have friends from Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, and even some other states.
And they're not racist either.
Oh.
So what I was doing is whenever the commercials came on, I literally ran, jumped over couches, over people, jumped right in front of the TV, like not standing in front of the TV, but jumped in front of the TV like, I don't want to miss this. I grabbed the volume control, turned up the volume during the commercials, watched it, and then left as soon as the game came back on.
Yeah, when the game breaks happened, he left.
One of the most
I just ignored the whole thing.
One of the most exciting things that I saw is a new Transformers movie is coming out without Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that's still exciting. Not interested.
That's exciting. Although Shia LaBeouf has been a little bit weird lately.
Okay.
Have you heard about his I Am Sorry thing?
No.
It's really freaky. It's an, quote, art exhibit, unquote.
Is it sorry?
It is. Shia LaBeouf sitting at a table in a tuxedo with a paper bag over his head that says, I'm not famous anymore, and he's crying.
I don't think that's...
I think it's a publicity stunt.
Those are the words that sprang to my lips.
You're supposed to get stunt people to do those kinds of stunts.
I think that it's mistitled. It should be titled, I Should Be Sorry. for this publicity stunt.
Speaking of being sorry for publicity stunts, the Coca-Cola ad I thought was just wrong, downright wrong, like a capital offense.
Oh.
America the Beautiful, Sun in Other Languages.
Oh.
That just seems wrong.
He's not racist, folks.
Well,
he's not racist.
It looked like they even went to different countries.
And I just banged my head on another chair.
Yeah, just impale yourself while you're at it. It seemed like, wait, why should, isn't it like, can the song even, does it mean the same thing in different languages?
It translates roughly to, I've got nothing.
It's kind of like musicians are told, or good pianists are told, learn how to play Happy Birthday in any key on a piano. And maybe the new thing is Americans should learn how to sing America the Beautiful in any language. So in case we're caught by some other country, like someone takes over, someone that speaks a different language, like New York or something, then we can sing America the Beautiful in their own dialect, and they'll be so moved by it, by how well we sing it, that they'll just decide to let us go. And then we sing Let It Go, just to kind of further drive the point home, and we say let us go.
I think you missed the point of that commercial. However, we'll have to let it go.
Let's see. Football on Ice was great. The Heinz ketchup commercial, the grandma fart ketchup doesn't sound too exciting.
Ew. See, you're talking about commercials, and I was there, and I didn't watch enough even of the commercials to know what you're talking about. But it's kind of funny listening to you describe the commercials.
Well, one of the things that happened, though, and this was the main moral of the story of all of these commercials. When Bruce Willis tells you to hug someone, you do it.
Okay, that one was funny.
And when he told us in the commercial, when he said, hug somebody, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you and I hug?
You hugged me.
Okay, I hugged you.
I do remember that. It was very much like the commercial.
I hugged someone's head. I hugged someone else. I don't remember who they were. But just after that, the football players must have been watching the commercials too, because one of the football players hugged another guy on the way down to the ground. It's like, Bruce Willis told me to hug you.
That is what that is how Daniel sees football.
It's just one giant match of huggers other huggers.
It's so I can't even I can't go over there.
It's a really affectionate game.
Oh gosh.
So that has been Noodles in the News. I have a new name for this segment. I realized.
I shan't speculate.
Good. This is the Amazoning Noodle. Wait, the Amazoning Noodle.
No, it's not.
The Amazoning Noodle.
No, it's not.
Spell it.
I won't. I know where you're going with
or
this.
Or the Amazoning Noodle.
I know. I reject your name, but that's okay. I like the segment.
This one I didn't find on any list. No one sent this to us. And Jeremy, do not jump to any conclusions.
Oh, I'm already all over it.
Jenny told me about this one when she found it randomly on Amazon.
So
she
random.
Ran across this thing.
I'm sure it was random.
It was. And you have to go to the show notes, cleancomedypodcast.com/171 to really appreciate what happened here when Jenny found this product. This product, I will tell you, is the Clinical Guard Pregnancy Test Strips, 10 count.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, like I said, don't jump to conclusions.
Nope.
But
she found it totally right.
Look at the picture.
What the heck?
What? It's an iPhone case.
So, if people take that name and that picture at face value and they order that and they think that it is a pregnancy test and they put it on their phone, We may be worried about more than cereal.
So,
just saying.
Every picture that goes along with this, the clinical guard pregnancy test strips, 10 count, what is a picture of a smartphone in a case.
That is
strange. It's a kind of cool looking case. It looks like snakeskin or something, or like a giant fingerprint rubbed across or scratched through leather.
I think it looks hideous, but that's neither here nor there. Why? This is craziness.
Well, here is one review, and this is an Amazon verified purchase. It says, I was not pregnant at all. In my opinion, I would say that the tests work for someone that was not pregnant. I didn't get any positives, false positives, and the lines do not fade. The tests read very clear. So, do you think you're pregnant? There's an app for that.
The reviewer is John Smith, who can verify that he was not pregnant.
Oh, this is weird. It actually said, reviewed by me. That's what it says. It says, reviewed by me. That's the name of the person.
Daniel, did you review these?
No, actually. This says Amazon verified purchase, and I did not purchase this.
I guess... Oh, is that a joke review, or did they get an actual test?
It says Amazon verified purchase, July 2013.
That
someone else said cheap and easy to use.
Awkward.
So now, just in case you run out of tests, you can now use your iPhone case for it.
Jeez. Plus, does that... Hold on. Never mind, I was misreading it. But it's a 10 count, so maybe people are thinking they get 10 phone cases.
For only $4.
They're like, I don't know why it's called pregnancy test strip, but it's a good free shipping case. Oh, I think you should just order that product and see what arrives.
Well, think about this, though. This can describe an iPhone case or any kind of smartphone case really well. It's easy to administer yourself.
Oh, gosh.
It has a sensitivity of 25 MIU or 25 NGL. And only one color band appears in the control zone. And
this is not working.
Distinct color bands appear in control and test zone. So it's pretty stylish.
Okay.
And it's only available on Amazon from Clinical Guard.
Okay. I don't think any of those go well with a smartphone case description. So that was false advertising on your part. But,
And we're not expecting a baby.
Neither Daniel and Jenny, nor Daniel and I. Yeah. Depending on what he meant by we.
Although Noodle Mix Network is expecting a baby.
Okay.
A new podcast is about to be born.
It's going to be so cute. Baby podcast talk.
This podcast is... Because it's going to be a baby podcast. Not like for babies or about babies or by babies. But it's
ooh,
going to...
buy babies. I wonder if Amazon sells babies.
Noodle Mix Network is birthing a new podcast coming very, very soon. It will rise like nothing other.
Oh my gosh.
And I think it will really perhaps resurrect your interest in certain entertainment out there.
I think you're being ridiculous.
Watch for it soon at noodle.mx, and it will be cool. Just look at noodle.mx right now. See that there are 10 podcasts listed. Look at the cover art, and then watch for what comes new from that list, the 11th podcast.
He's going to make you work for it, folks.
And then eventually we'll have like the 13th Warrior, and then the 14th something.
Ramen Noodle.
Maybe. We would love to have your funny stuff. You can comment on the show notes and let us know the things that will never happen. Or how is it that you put
what?
it?
What? Oh. Well, do that. But also, let us know about impossibilities in life that you find comforting.
That's right. Yes. Think about 12 impossible things before
breakfast.
And
also tell us the things that will never happen.
And... send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. You can also pick up the phone and sing a song to us like Rachel did by calling 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message right through the website with all of those tubes and everything. It's like such cool technology, and I just blurred through.
Wow. I feel like that was a cross-country tour.
That's an accent slur, I think.
Accent slur.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or slurring. Whatever. Ugh. And again, comment on the show notes. Get the show notes. Check out this pregnancy test. And you can buy it through our affiliate link, too, if you'd like to. Or buy something else from Amazon after you click our link by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/171. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Especially watch for that new podcast coming to life soon at noodle.mx.